Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Hidden Jams. I'm DJ Indy, and you are listening to this show exclusively on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. They have a great show for you tonight, so let's hop right in. We're going to be talking about four really awesome artists today, really focusing on their music. We're going to kick today off with Melanie Martinez, followed by Alessia Cara, then Phineas, and finishing strong with Troye Sivan. So I'm super excited to get into that for you guys. Just wanted to let you know too, I had a, like, my voice is like, not had a, but like my voice is starting to go away, so I'm sorry if it's a little quieter this show than it has been in the past. Yeah, so let's kick it off. So to start, we're going to be talking about Melanie Martinez. She is an American singer, songwriter, actor, director, photographer, and screenwriter, born and raised in Queens, New York. She rose to prominence in 2012 after appearing on the American television and vocal talent show The Voice. I'm sure a lot of you guys have tuned in and listened, or have at least seen a couple episodes of The Voice, so you know what I'm talking about. The first time I actually heard of her, I was in eighth grade. And I was in eighth grade in 2013, 2014. So totally makes sense that that was right after she, was on The Voice. So in 2012, she was a junior in high school and she participated in her just high school's talent show. This talent competition was televised and she sang a rendition of the Beatles' Money, parentheses, That's What I Want. And eventually she was eliminated in the second round of her, talent show when she was in high school. In 2012, she auditioned for the third season of The Voice and she says that she hadn't even watched the show prior to her audition, which is crazy. The initial untelevised audition was an open call, which she said that her and her mom drove there and had a whole crazy, unfortunate events unfold where the car broke down and the two were forced to hitchhike and get a taxi to get over there. After several months after her initial audition, she received word that she had advanced into the second round and then received multiple callbacks until she was finally put on the show herself. She battled against a lot of people on that show. If you're definitely interested in learning more about it, you can totally watch it. It's definitely on YouTube and on a lot of other streaming platforms. She was eventually eliminated by Adam Levine, which is kind of sad. But she, oh wait, was she eliminated? Yeah, she was eliminated by Adam Levine, but was also on Team Adam. Sorry, that wasn't clear. I like confused myself with what I had written. In 2013, after she was on The Voice, she began to work independently on some original material, which she spent the majority of 2013 writing and creating and just really, you know, getting the creative juices flowing. When she eventually released her debut album, Dollhouse, on February 9th, 2013, she then kind of went on to do some like pretty mellow stuff, and then didn't release a whole lot until 2015. And in 2015, she released a single called Pity Party, which was actually certified gold. It's kind of a weird song. A lot of her music is pretty weird. You're going to definitely hear that when I play a song for you today. But it's very dark, not in like a super creepy or super like scary sense, but it has like a little bit of more darkness to it than like your traditional like upbeat pop music. So then in 2015, she released her first big album called Cry Baby. This album debuted at number 6 on Billboard 200, which is really crazy because I, like, when I was in like a freshman year of high school listening to this, I was like, I'm so edgy, I'm so different, but clearly not, since it, you know, debuted number 6. But I was kind of surprised when I read that, not because I don't think it deserves to be number 6, I just think that I was surprised because a lot of people I knew didn't know her stuff. So she released, even that year, she went to release a Christmas-themed single called Gingerbread Man, and then continued to slowly release more and more singles up until the year of 2016, where she eventually released the music video for her song Crybaby and a song called Alphabet Boy, as well as Tag You're It and a song called Milk and Cookies. She finished recording her second album after that, describing it as the story that was living in Crybaby's neighborhood, that being kind of like a character. Like, I feel like that sentence sounds really confusing, but it's like the way she described that album was like she was describing a character that she had created. In 2016, she actually got an opportunity to create a fragrance, and so she did a whole campaign for that. And she had said herself that the idea for a perfume after her album had been cultivating her brain since the moment she finished writing the album. So after that album, I kind of stopped listening to her as a whole. So I'm not entirely sure why or like what even happened. I just know that I like stopped. But yeah, she did do more stuff after that. It wasn't just over. Her more recent stuff, in January of 2020, she announced an EP titled After School, revealing the title through her Instagram stories. On February 10th, 2020, her management team issued the first single from After School called Copycat, and this song featured American singer-songwriter Tara Wack. This was the first time that Wack had made any sort of professional capacity or had worked in any sort of professional capacity, with Melanie Martinez. And this was the first time that she had even featured another artist in a song. So, yeah. Anyway, I would love to talk a little bit more about her and kind of get in more to it. But this brings us to the time where you guys get to jam out to one of her songs. So I hope you enjoy.
With your heart, you take things so hard and then you fall apart. You try to explain, but before you can start, those crybaby tears come out of the dark. Someone's turning the handle to the voices.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that song from Melanie Martinez. That song was called Crybaby. Yes, it was called Crybaby. I hope you liked it. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about Alessia Cara. So make sure you stay tuned. You're listening to Hidden Jams with me, DJ Indy, exclusively on Penguin Radio, 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. And I will see you all back here very soon. Bye.
The following PSA is brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio.
Every year, millions of Americans get into car accidents because they're too obsessed with their phones. Do you really need to comment, "Oh my gosh, so cute," on the picture of Kelly's dog while you're driving in the middle of a highway? If it's absolutely necessary to use your phone, pull over. Distracted driving is dangerous driving, so don't be that person. Put the phone down. It can wait. This PSA has been brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio and the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I hope you guys had a good break, enjoyed the nice messages we have for you. You're still listening to Hidden Jams. I'm DJ Indy, and this is exclusively on Penguin Radio, 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Let's get right back into it. So next we're going to be talking about Alessia Cara. Alessia Cara, who is a Canadian singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist who was born in 1996, so she's super young. She got into music by producing covers of songs and then was eventually signed with EP Entertainment and Def Jam Recordings in 2014 when she released her debut single the following to her following, which was called Here. This song peaked at number 19 on the Canadian Hot 100 chart, and it was a what they call a sleeper hit in the U.S., peaking at number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. And after hearing about her and Melanie Martinez, you're probably like, these do not sound like Hidden Jams. DJ Indy, what are you talking about? Well, I will tell you is that I just think that these artists are maybe ones that are kind of being forgotten and that they definitely deserve way more clout than they have been given. So, yeah. She has been nominated for 4 Grammy Awards, including a win for Best New Artist in 2008. She was nominated for Song of the Year and Record of the Year at the 2019 Latin Grammys for her collaboration with Juanes on Quiero Mejor, and her second album, The Pains of Growing, which was released in 2018, saw moderate commercial success because of the singles Growing Pains and Trust Me or Trust My Lonely. She was also featured on the rapper Logic song, which is called 1-800-273-8255, which is the suicide hotline in the U.S. That's just the name of the song. And that song was a hit, so yeah. She was born in Brampton, Ontario, where she attended a Catholic school. Her father was born in Canada to Italian parents, and her mother is an Italian immigrant, so she does speak fluent Italian, which is kind of a cool little fun fact. As a kid, she wrote poetry and did theater, and she began to play the guitar at the age of 10 and taught herself how to play various songs, and definitely did a lot of self-teaching when it came to music. At the age of 13, she began her own YouTube channel where she posted covers of songs that she performed. She saw Justin Bieber as a career model at the time, because around that time, like when I assume when she was 13, like in the early 2010s, like Justin Bieber was like, everybody was talking about him. So it kind of makes sense. Her career beginnings kind of, like I had said, started in 2014. She came to the U.S. with a deal that she had just signed with EP Entertainment. And then, like I had said before, in 2015, she released her first debut single. through Def Jam Records, titled Here, which is actually going to be the song we're going to listen to today. This is another song that has just like absolutely been brought back by TikTok. I don't know what TikTok has been doing, but people really, really like it. So this song I hear all the time whenever I'm on TikTok, like scrolling through the For You page or whatever. So definitely popular, and I'm definitely excited to play it for you guys in a bit. She made her television debut a little bit later that year on July 29th, which she debuted She was just on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, where she performed Here. And she received a nomination for Best Original Song at the Streamy Awards. She then released her EP, Four Pink Walls, containing 5 songs, including her debut single. And then in 2015, in November, she released her first debut album called Know It All. From January to April of that year, she kind of just focused on writing and then eventually embarked on her first headlining tour called the Know It All Know It All Tour, where she performed in various U.S. and Canadian cities. She did get awarded as Breakthrough Artist of the Year at the 2016 Juno Awards, and later released her music video for her hit song Wild Things. Kind of fast forwarding to things that she has done more recently is that she has done 2 albums with various singles the past 2 years or so since 2018, called The Pains of Growing and This Summer. She was named Best New Artist at the 2018 Grammys, making her the first Canadian artist to ever win this award, which is kind of a fun fact. In June of 2018, she released a teaser video for a new song following a week of kind of like weird Twitter posts that everybody was like assuming she was going to post a or like release a new song, but like nothing had really been said. And later that year, she released that single entitled Growing Pains, and that was a big hit. People really liked it. Later in 2018, she covered an Elton John song. The song is that, I guess that's why they call it The Blues, on his tribute album In Revamp, which also people loved. I couldn't really find anything that noteworthy about her personal life, which is kind of a bummer because I do like to talk about that a little. So if you are interested, I would check it out. She's really awesome, and I'm really excited to play this song for you. Very similar to Melanie Martinez, is that she, well, not, it's not a similar sound, but it's just similar in the way that it's super unique and super different. So without further ado, this is Here by Alessia Cara. I hope you guys enjoy.
I'm sorry if I seem uninterested, or I'm not listening, or I'm indifferent. Truly, I ain't got no business here. But since my friends are here, I just came to kick it. But really, I would rather be at home all by myself, not in this room with people who don't even care about my well-being. I don't dance, don't ask, I don't need a boyfriend. So you can't go back, please enjoy your party. I'll be here somewhere in the corner under clouds of marijuana with this boy. Gossiping about a
friends will tell them I'll be here. Right next to the boy who's throwing up, cause he can't take what's in his cup no more. Oh God, why am I here? Oh, here. Oh, here. Oh, I ask myself, what am I doing here? Oh, here. Oh, here. And I can't wait till we can break up out of here. It's later congregating next to the refrigerator. Some girl's talking about a hater. She ain't got none. Did it ever come to this? I should've never come to this. So holler at me, I'll be in the car when you're done. I'm standoffish, no one what you're offering. And I'm done talking, awfully sad it had to be that way. So tell my people when they're ready that I'm ready. And I'm standing by the TV with my beanie low. Yo, I'll be over here.
Alright, I hope you guys enjoyed that song. That was Here by Alessia Cara. Such a good song. Like, I love that song. So I hope you guys also loved it. We're going to take another short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Phineas. Can't wait. I love him. So I hope to see you, I hear you, have you all back here after the break.
The following PSA is brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio.
Hello, it is me, a very attractive person. You can trust me. Are you tired of people constantly trying to kiss you on the lips? What I do to relieve this problem is wear a mask. Wearing a mask keeps all those grody lips away from my perfect smoocher. It also keeps germs from away from other people. But it's mostly just so people stop trying to kiss me. If you're tired of people constantly trying to kiss you on the lips, then wear a mask.
This PSA has been brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio and the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California.
Alrighty, welcome back, music lovers. We are on to our third artist of today. We are going to be talking about Phineas. So... you're listening to Hidden Jams. I'm DJ Indy. This is exclusively on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Let's get back into it. So, to kick off this little segment, like I said, we're going to be talking about Phineas. Phineas O'Connell, who was born in 1997, is an American singer, songwriter, record producer, and actor. He is monogamously known as Phineas, stylized in all caps. And he is known for mainly writing and producing music for various artists, but more notably his younger sister, Billie Eilish, which I literally am not even kidding you. I did not know that he... had songs that weren't like, no, that's not at all what I meant to say. I'm sorry. I had no idea that he was Billie Eilish's brother. I knew that Billie Eilish like worked exclusively with her brother. And kind of, they made music in their basement and they did a whole bunch of stuff like that. But I didn't know that she was his sister. And if you don't know who Billie Eilish is, look it up. She is like the biggest celebrity right now. She's up there. People love her and she's super young and like doing super cool things. He is very known for his younger sister. He has actually won 5 Grammy Awards, including Album of the Year, Producer of the Year, Non-Classic, and Best Engineered Album, as well as Non-Classical for his work on Billie Eilish's debut album, When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go, which she released in 2019. He has released several other singles as a solo artist and debuted an EP called Blood Harmony, which was released on October 4th, 2019, so just a little bit over a year ago. This EP includes Let's Fall in Love for the Night, which is going to be the song we're going to play later, where I'm going to play later for you guys tonight, which is his most successful song to date, which eventually at one point peaked at number 17 on the U.S. Billboard's Alternative Songs chart. As an actor, he was pretty much only starred in the 2013 independent film Life Inside Out, which I had never heard of. but yeah, it was just like a little film about, you know, like a couple. yeah, he was born in Los Angeles to actor-screenwriter Maggie Biard and actor Patrick O'Connell. So kind of, if you know them, they kind of had a little bit of a foot in the door, both him and his sister, when it came to really getting into the music industry, just purely because they had a little bit of a fame, you know, that was giving them a little boost. But their talent speaks for themselves, so don't let me fool you on that. So yes, he is most famously known for his collaborations and work with his younger sister, Billie Eilish. He has said that his experience playing has helped him write music for his sister, as he writes from her perspective and for her specific vocal range. He said, quote, "Being able to hear an artist and emulate them has been a huge part of being successful as a producer and co-writer," end quote. When he writes for his sister, he wants to, and he said, quote, "write a song that I think she'll relate to and enjoy singing and empathize with the lyrics and make it her own," end quote. Which, if you guys have heard any of Billie Eilish's songs, you definitely know what that is. And I'm going to play a little clip of a song that he wrote for Billie Eilish, and then I'm going to play his song. So we're going to get into that in just a moment. But right now I'm going to play you a little clip of a Billie Eilish song, just so you can kind of get an energy for the stuff he writes. So enjoy. This song is called All the Good Girls Go to Hell. So yeah, enjoy.
Standing there, killing time. Can't commit to anything but a crime. Leaders on vacation. An open invitation. Animals, evidence. Pearly gates look more like a picket fence. Once you get inside them, got friends but can't invite them. Hills burn in California. My turn to ignore ya. Don't say I didn't warn ya. All the good girls go to hell. Cause even God herself has enemies and wants the world.
All right, I hope you guys enjoyed that little tiny clip. I know it's super short, but that's her style. So you're going to be able to like compare and contrast that with his style in a little bit, which I think is super cool. His solo music career, he is the lead singer and songwriter of a band called The Slightlys, which played Warped Tour in 2015. His first solo single called New Girl was released in 2016, and the music video for that single was later released in 2019 and was directed by a lot of big people in Hollywood and starred him and some other famous people. He released the single I Am In Love Without You in 2017, and then followed that with 8 singles in 2018, including his biggest hit, Let's Fall In Love For The Night. At the beginning of 2019, Phineas played his first ever sold-out show in New York and Los Angeles, which is pretty awesome. And that was when he was playing songs from his debut EP album. Oh my god, excuse me, I just hiccuped. Called Blood Harmony. So, without further ado, I'll let his work speak for himself. This is Let's Fall In Love For The Night by Phineas. Enjoy.
For the night and forget in the morning. Play me a song that you like. You can bet I'll know every line. I'm the boy that your boy hoped that you would avoid. Don't waste your eyes on jealous guys. Stop that noise. I know better than to call you mine. You need to pick me up. I'll be there in 25. I like to push my luck,
So take my hand, let's take a drive. I've been living in the future, hoping I might see you sooner. I want you riding shotgun, I knew when I got one right. Let's fall in love for the night and forget in the morning. Play me a song that you like, you can bet I'll know every line. I'm the boy that your boy hoped that you would avoid. Don't waste your eyes on jealous guys, stop that noise. I know better than to call you mine. I love it when you talk the nerdy, nerdy, nerdy. We're in our 20s talking 30s, 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 30s. We're making money but we're saving it. Cause talking stock is cheap and we talk a lot of it. You won't stay with me, I know, but you can have your way with me till you go. And if all your kisses turn into bruises, I'm a warning. Let's fall in love for the night and forget in the morning. Play me a song that you like, you can bet I'll know every line. Cause I'm the boy that your boy hoped that you would avoid. Don't waste your eyes on jealous guys, stop that noise. I know better, I know better, I know better than to ever call you.
All right, I hope you guys enjoyed. That was Let's Fall in Love for the Night by Phineas. Like I said before, he was our third artist. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about Troye Sivan. So I'm super excited about that. He is a legend. So without further ado, we do have to take one more short little break. But I hope to have you join me after. This is Hidden Jams, and I'm DJ Indy, and you're listening to this show exclusively on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. And I will have, hopefully, see you all back here in just a short minute. Bye. Bye, but, like, come back. Okay, bye.
The following PSA is brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio.
Did you know that wearing a mask when outdoors or in public areas while social distancing helps shorten the duration of any pandemic? Maintaining a distance of about 6 feet from any other person helps as well. This PSA has been brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio and the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California.
Hello, this is Top Stories at the bottom of the hour. I am DJ Indy. Let's get right into it. Today's top story is going to be the election. How could it not be? This has been the craziest election of the entire U.S., I believe. It has a record amount of voters. If Joe Biden wins, he is going to have the most votes any American president or even presidential candidate has ever got. Last I checked, Georgia was less than 1,000 votes difference between Trump and Biden. So it's looking like it could switch. Arizona as well, looking like it could switch from Biden to Trump, even though it's already been given to Biden. Same with Pennsylvania. We're looking at a really close race here. So fingers crossed, whoever your candidate might be, but let's hope it turns out right. This has been Top Stories at the Bottom of the Hour. I'm DJ Indy. Alrighty, welcome back to Hidden Jams, exclusively on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. I am DJ Indy. We have come to our last segment of this show. So sad, I know. We're going to be talking about the legend Troye Sivan. I'm super excited to talk about that. But before, I always like to say, if you are an artist or a musician, I would love to have you on the show. And if you would like your music to be played on the show, I would absolutely love to do that for you. So feel free to email radio@dominican.edu. Let them know that you want to be on the show, and I would absolutely love to have you. So yeah, let's hop right into it. I hope you've enjoyed the show so far, and if you have, just a reminder that there's a new episode of Hidden Jams every Friday, so I hope you tune in next week as well. So Troye Sivan was born in 1995. He is an Australian singer and songwriter and YouTuber. He gained majority of his popularity as a singer on YouTube and in Australian talent competitions. In 2013, he signed with EMI Australia and released his third extended play, Troye, but with an X instead of an O. Don't know how you would say that. Don't know how it's pronounced. Which actually peaked to number 5 on the US Billboard 200 with its lead single, Happy Little Pill, which reached number 10 on the Australian music charts. I listened to Troye Sivan a lot when I was in middle school, and I was a big fan. I really liked him. The song I'm going to be playing for you guys today is called Youth, and that song is so nostalgic for me. I don't know entirely why, but I used to listen to that song every single day, and it used to make me think about how it must feel to run away. It makes you feel like you're in a teen movie. It's just really good. I don't know if that sold it. That became his first single to enter the top 40 of the Billboard Hot 100 chart. It peaked at number 23. After that single, he released his second studio album in 2018 called Bloom, which eventually reached number 3 in Australia and number 4 on the Billboard's 200 chart. His most recent, most popular lead single is called My, My, My. He released this in 2020 as a one single that later was put on, or later was on his EP, In a Dream. He has been in a few movies too. Most famously would be the X-Men. He portrayed the younger Wolverine. So if you've seen X-Men, you might not even know that you kind of know who he is. He has over 7 million subscribers on YouTube and over 1.2 billion views in total. One of his videos actually won a Teen Choice Award in 2014. In 2014, Time magazine named Sivan as one of the 25 most influential teens of 2014, and later in 2018, he received a Golden Globe and a nomination for Best Original Song for Relevant from the film Boy Erased, which he also actually had a small acting role in. So yeah, he was born in South Africa and then eventually moved into West Australia with his parents and 3 siblings. He was raised in a Orthodox Jewish family, and his father was born into a Jewish family and his mother converted. So they were pretty conservative growing up, which is definitely a little more interesting when you hear his music, because I would never necessarily categorize his music as conservative, but by no means does how you are now have anything to do with how you were raised necessarily. He now does not consider himself to be religious. Sivan attended a private Orthodox school until 2009, when he eventually kind of, not to say dropped out, but dropped out. His music career, like I had said before, started kind of in the years of 2006 to 2008, where he performed on Channel 7 Perth Telethon, which is for charity stuff. This included a duet with the Australian Idol winner, a man named Guy Sebastian, who has a pretty interesting sound too. He won the first Australian Idol in 2003 and then was a judge on Australian's X Factor for a following couple of years. On June 2013, Sivan signed with his first record label, EMI Australia, a Universal Music Australian label, but he kept it a secret until a year later, when he released his 5-song EP entitled Troye, with his first single, Happy Little Pill. That song I would love to play, but it's a little questionable for radio, but that was definitely the song that got me into Troye Sivan. My best friend in eighth grade played it for me. And so then when I started to get into more of his music, it was always that song that was always my favorite. His single Youth did super well, reached number 23 on the Billboard Hot 100, like I said before. And after he released that song in 2015, he did go on his first tour called Troye Sivan Live, which is really, really cool. I love that song, like I said before, and like you're gonna hear. not a whole lot of his personal life. Couldn't really find a whole lot. He's a super private person, which I can totally respect and understand. His main thing is that he is a huge icon for the LGBTQ+ community, as he did come out as gay via YouTube in 2013. So a lot of people, young people who are LGBTQ+, look up to him as kind of a, you know, just a figure of someone who is unabashedly themselves, which is really awesome. So I can't wait to play the song for you guys. So without further ado, this is Youth by Troye Sivan. I hope you guys enjoy.
What if we run away? What if we left today? What if we said goodbye to safe and sound? What if we're hard to find? What if we lost the minds? What if we let them fall behind and they're never found? And when the lights start flashing like a photo booth and the stars exploding, we'll be fireproof. My youth is yours, tripping on skies, sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours, run away now and forever. My youth is yours, a truth so loud you can't ignore. My youth is yours. What if we start to drive? What if we close our eyes? Speeding through red lights into paradise. Cause we've no time for getting old. What a body, time is souls. Cross your fingers, here we go. And when the lights start flashing like a photo booth and the stars exploding, we'll be fireproof. My youth is yours, tripping on skies, sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours, run away now and forever. My youth is yours, the truth so loud you can't ignore. My youth is yours.
Welcome back. That was Youth by Troye Sivan. I hope you loved that song. I freaking love that song. I think it is such a good song. So catchy, so different, so unique. So that sadly brings us to the end of our show tonight. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you guys come back and join us next week. There's a new episode of Hidden Jams every Friday, exclusively on Penguin Radio. And I'm DJ Indy. Like I said, this is Hidden Jams, 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Hopefully I'll have you all back here next week till we can jam out some more. Bye.